Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's to me, if Russ is healthy, I'm sticking with Justin.
That was my next question.
I said it last week. I wouldn't. But what I saw today, I think that he has earned and deserves the right to stay there.
Good stuff from Ben on his podcast, Footballin'. But I'll be honest here. Even for those of you who feel like Fields should continue to be the starter, even if Russell is declared healthy, you don't have a great case based on statistical evidence, even maybe eye tests. But look at the numbers are Pickett-like. They have one touchdown in two games, for God's sakes. You want to go quarterback rating? Justin Fields is 13th. You want to go QBR? He's way down at 23rd. 135 pass yards per game. He's made some plays with his feet. He's got six first downs running, but only 84 yards in two games. One touchdown pass. His average yards per completion, 6.3. That's 23rd in the league. His completion percentage is 11th, which is okay, but when you consider that his rate of going down the field is very low, you'd want that to be higher too. There's just, other than the wins, you know, and how much does he have to do with the wins? I mean, these games were won by the defense, and I'm not saying that I don't like anything that Fields has done. I do. When I think about what I like best about him, the first thing that comes to mind is the possibility of the spectacular. You know what I mean? On any snap, you feel like you could get something like you did on the throw to Pickens the other day that got called back on the Broderick Jones hold. There's that constant possibility. But that only goes so far. Like, he had that in Chicago for 3 years and eventually was like, well, that hardly outweighs the fact that he's 10-28, turns the ball over, takes tons of sacks, that type of thing. But that is enticing. The fact that he can turn bad plays into good ones. Very enticing. What I don't like most, he looks very uncomfortable in the pocket. As much as the possibility of the spectacular seems imminent on any play, so does possible meltdown, things like that. Although so far he's been, like I said, very Kenny Pickett-like here so far. Just sort of very consistently doing not much. I don't know if there's a word for that, but not turning the ball over, which I think is priority number one for Mike Tomlin with this defense. But you can't tell me that some of the same complaints you had about Pickett don't apply here. Nothing's happening, really. And they're not finishing drives, which is a theme from the last several years. 412-928-9370. Fields is Ben's guy no matter what here. Even if Tomlin comes out at noon today and says Russ is healthy, Ben says no, you go back to Fields. Do you agree? I have a Twitter poll out there, City Limits. Did you vote in it? Have you participated? Did you see it?
I have not yet.
Why aren't you checking my Twitter profile during the show? I'm hurt.
I'm doing so right now. And the Twitter poll is... Ben said he'd go with Fields over a healthy Russell Wilson, would you?
Yes, and thank you for asking is choice number one. No, and don't ask again is choice number two. And no way Malzi made nine threes is choice number three.
You really have to stop putting that in there because I vote for no way Malzi makes nine threes every single time.
A lot of people do, but I will tell you this. For
Malzi made nine threes. That's 29% of the vote. It's skewing the poll.
Well, let's take the other 71% of the vote. And I realize this isn't scientific stuff, but no polling is. Political polling, whatever, none of it's scientific. You're asking a very small number of people for their opinion. 51 to 20% said stick with Fields over a healthy Russell Wilson. 51% to 20%. That's 150 votes into the poll. How about that, Limitless Wonder? Go ahead. Phones.
Here is Vic in the Waterfront.
Hi, Vic in the Waterfront.
What's happening, Joe? What's going on, brother?
Not much. What's on your mind?
Hey, listen. If Fields is the future for the Steelers, they're going to have big problems. And it's very good that Ben isn't the coach because you got to go with a healthy Wilson. I mean, if we're going to go with his stats over his lifetime, he got better stats than Ben, for real. And he got two Super Bowls, too, other than that crazy coach that he had that made him throw the ball rather than give it to Marshawn Lynch. But I just think Russell Wilson is a professional who has the pedigree. And, you know, like you said, I agree 100% when you say Fields looks very uncomfortable back there. He even looked uncomfortable when he's doing interviews. And I like Fields, but he's just not the answer for the Steelers. And if they're looking to him for the future, it's not going to be a good future for them to have.
I just think for now, and I think we agree on this, that Fields hasn't done enough, really not nearly enough, to keep Russell Wilson from getting his chance. And
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
You wait until he plays against good defenses, although it wouldn't say what they did on Sunday, like the Cowboys or the Cleveland Browns. Man, they're going to run Fields wild. And if he try to run out of that backfield, they're going to have Micah Parsons scoping on him, and they're going to knock a few teeth loose. I'm telling you.
That would be unfortunate for Fields to get teeth knocked loose. So I don't know. The Cowboys are the greatest example of a good defense right now. They just got pounded for 190 yards on the ground.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand okay. me better.
That's good timing there, Limits. That's why you make seven figures around here.
Oh, I wish.
Listen, I'll tell you this. If I was going to go Justin Fields, then I'd go all in on Justin Fields' strength and make this look more like a college offense, more like the Greg Roman, Lamar Jackson offense. If I'm going to go in on Justin Fields here, let's run the read option. Let's have tons of that. Let's have two backs in the backfield with Justin Fields. Nobody throws for touchdowns in the NFL anymore anyway. Did you see that number?
It's like significantly down.
Steve Palazzolo, check the mic he works for now. He used to work for Pro Football Focus. Number of pass touchdowns through a couple weeks. There were years recently where it was 110, 101. 85 last year, 66. It's down like 40 touchdowns. Teams still run the ball.
And you know who the most efficient quarterback is and the best quarterback so far by the numbers?
Who?
Baker Mayfield.
Well, he's a legend. Listen, if I'm going to go in with Justin, then let's go in. Let's pull out Greg Roman's playbook from 5 years ago. And let's just run the hell out of it. Let's line up with this offensive line. You don't have receivers anyway, other than Pickens. So what's the difference? And let's really see what Justin's got going on with the legs, with the ground game. Let's go. Let's line up with Fatanu, Daniels, Frazier, Sayamalo when he gets back, the great Dan Moore, maybe Broderick Jones on that side if you want more of a road grader. Let's line up with 18 tight ends. You are anyway. And let's go. Let's pound it with the threat of a quarterback who, if he pulls the ball out of his running back's stomach, that didn't sound right, but you know what I mean. He could go 70 yards himself. Cut this crap that we saw in the second half the other day where you're trying to turn Justin Fields into, I don't know, pick a pocket passer, Peyton Manning. Okay, play to his strengths. And it's going the time is going to come very soon here, even if Wilson gets his chance, where you're going to have to make a decision, and then you got to go with it. Then you got to go with it. And if it's Fields, and if it's Fields this week, then Arthur Smith, start tailoring your game plan to being the best running team of the last 30 years. Because that's what they did in Baltimore with Greg Roman and Lamar. They became a historically great running team. I don't think you're going to line up and dice people up in the pass game here. You have George Pickens and then a bunch of people. You might as well have like a bunch of hosts from The Fan after Pickens. Okay, the passing game is not going to be prolific this year. And the more I talk out loud, the more I'm making a case for Fields over Wilson, I guess. That's what it sounds like. But only if you're going to go all in on what Fields does best. Run the ball 50 times a game, 40 times a game. Let's go. Do it. Play to his strengths. That's what I would do.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.